Judge Francis Evers is with us today. Now, the Children's Commissioner's role ends this week with two new entities. One is called the Children and Young People's Commission. That's going to focus on advocacy, and there'll also be an independent children's monitor who would assume the Commissioner's monitoring responsibilities. And, of course, in addition, the Ombudsman's Office would also expand its portfolio to investigating complaints relating to tamariki. Judge Francis Evers is with us once again. Te tuene, tēnā koe, kia ora anō.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe.
When you took the role on, did you realise it would only be a three-year gig?
I knew that the legislation was afoot, yes, but, you know, it's the first reading was about 9 days into my term, so I knew it was going to happen, but, of course, the reality is, as you move through it, you know, knowing how it actually works.
We're wondering if the structure will be better, Francis. Do you think it will?
Good pātai. Look, I'm on the record as saying that I prefer this model, Commissioner Soul model, but the government has passed this legislation. We have a commission now. It's still about advocacy. And, you know, at the end of the day, my job is to do the best for the mokopuna that we serve. So I'm going to make sure, together with the commissioners who will be on the board, that this model works for our mokopuna too.
Tēnā koe. So how does your role in this space change?
Well, I'm going to be the first commissioner on the board, and that's part of the legislation. There will be a chief children's commissioner, I'm waiting to hear if I'm appointed to that role. I'm hoping I will be. And, you know, just leading the board, really, as a chair of the board. So I guess, you know, if we take a positive on it, instead of one brain, there'll be a brains trust. So, you know, if we take that positive role, and the important part is to keep that advocacy going for all of the mokopuna, but especially those that don't have that voice.
In the current setup, did you sense that the monitoring and advocacy roles clouded the water?
In the current setup, well, no, I don't believe so. I mean, I think that they enhance one another. Having said that, with the new role, and as you know, it transpires, and as we come to understand it better, we've still got a monitoring role through the OPCAT mandate. So, you know, that's the Optional Protocol Against Torture. The Independent Children's Monitor looks at the processes and practices of oranga tamariki. So, different functions, different focus, but there's an intersection. So I suppose, you know, if we make that work, then we've got double trouble there, which is a good thing.
Fancy, when you look back on the mahi of the past few years as the Children's Commissioner, what are some of the achievements you're most proud of or satisfying for you personally during your time in that role?
Well, it's just flown by, I have to say. You know, firstly, it's just such an honour and a privilege to have this role and to try and identify the issues. Really, it's taken some time to identify the issues that sort of matter and to make a decision about what we should focus on. And one of the good things about probably the thing I like most about the new legislation is that there is a mandate for the board to work with and build relationships with hapū, iwi, community organisations, NGOs and everyone and community groups that work for mokopuna, and not only that, but to promote a bi Māori for Māori approach. So part of what we've done in the present commission is build a team that can do that and to actually put across all of the work we do a focus on te ao Māori, te tiriti waitangi, and mātauranga Māori, so that not only is that going to hopefully serve the board well as we move forward and our mokopuna and our whānau well, but I'm hoping that, you know, I think the move across our office with a real te ao Māori focus for all kaimahi has been something that, you know, I feel proud about. There's also the fact of the monitoring team, the work that they do going out into these places of detention, and, you know, just making sure that asking questions to see if mokopuna is safe. And also part of what we've done a lot here is to not only build relationships, I'm not only trying to build relationships with at executive level and ministerial level and the level at the public service, but also try and get around the motu and visit, you know, our people and our community groups. Didn't manage to get right around because the first 6 months I had COVID across the country, of course, and everything was shut down. So in the time that we've had, we managed to get to Ngāpuhi, to Tainui, to Waratahia, to Maitiowa, and there were, you know, there were others on the horizon. We just haven't managed to get there in the time frame, but that will happen. It will continue.
It's such an important area here. Well, the title suggests that we're looking at the plight of Tamariki. In fact, the role really is being a kaimahi, a servant to the people, isn't it? And ultimately, I guess we're talking about working to create a better future for our nation. While the title might say Children's Commissioner, those kids are going to be adults one day. So it's did you find it fulfilling and rewarding, mahi, working in this space?
Oh, yes. I love this work. And the more I do it, you know, you see things with much more clarity. And it is service. I sincerely believe that. And, you know, when we talk about it in this office, we talk about our mokopuna at the centre. If we can make decisions based on what's best for our mokopuna, then I believe we're making a good decision. You know, one of the things I sincerely believe, and I think you just touched on it, is that, you know, if we can, and talking about our mokopuna in, you know, offending or in places of detention because of offending, if we can save one, or if we can make sure that one mokopuna doesn't go on a life of crime, actually, we're saving the country. We're saving, you know, we're helping the country. And, you know, we want all of them. Kia kuru pō namu te rongo is our vision. We want all of our children, every single one of them, to live their best lives. And, you know, I believe you just take one child at a time and their whānau. I mean, you know, we know about, you know, how the paharakeke works. And a child doesn't sit alone. A child sits within a whānau. And some of our whānau are broken. And so we need to help our whānau be strong to support their own mokopuna. And that's our job, is to serve our mokopuna in this country. And the key role, the only way we can do that, you know, by law, is to advocate and to advocate strongly about issues that affect those who are most marginalised.
I guess the headlines come with Oranga Tamariki and allegations of this and that, and we've already spoken about how some of the facilities, particularly the youth residences, aren't fit for purpose. And Māori models that are slowly being integrated are useful. But does it sometimes the media attention on this aspect of your work perhaps skew the image of what the role entails? Ultimately, you're working for Tamariki Katoa, our kids across the country, and so much of the media attention seems to be about a pocket who find themselves in real difficulty. I'm not understating the challenges ahead for them or our responsibility towards them, but sometimes it seems to cloud the wider role that the position fulfills.
Look, I agree with you entirely. I guess, you know, when since COVID, there has been a spike in youth offending. Back in about 2011, there was something like 5,000 mokopuna going through the youth court. Prior to COVID, it had got down to numbers of around about 1,600. So a lot of work had gone on in the community to sort of keep our mokopuna out of courts. There are so many issues affecting children. That's one of them. I guess that's the one that seems to affect people mostly because of the sort of public safety interest or, you know, criminal justice aspect. But in that space, we're probably not talking about more than 200 kids, maybe 150 to 200 mokopuna. That's not many. And that's why I say one child at a time helps them. But there are other issues. I mean, the ERO just put out the report about alternative education. I mean, I've been focused on, you know, our mokopuna in detention, but actually, you know, on my radar has been the Ministry of Education and its work with the way our schools function. I mean, in alternative education, we have mokopuna who are, because of their behaviour, they're expelled from school, placed in alternative education. Now, the mokopuna say, we enjoy it because there are small classes and we get well supported, but the education outcomes are not positive. They are not being educated because the people, the kaimahi in there are not teachers. They don't have the same facilities. They don't have a gym. They don't have a library. They, you know, if the Blues or the Hurricanes turn up at their school to practice, well, they haven't. They don't have that sort of facility. They're socially isolated and labelled, and we can't do that to our mokopuna. And I honestly believe that the whole education system needs to be changed to stop. You know, we bought a model from the UK, and we're still using it. And it needs to be more diverse. It needs to be more inclusive. And we need to start right at the beginning. Every single mokopuna, by the time they get to secondary school, she'll be able to read and write. So that's another issue. We've got an issue about mokopuna and social media, and that affects all kids, whether they come from the most, you know, well-heeled home to whether they live, you know, in a disadvantaged home. Social media is a massive influence on our mokopuna, and we as adults need to appreciate that and understand what the effect of it on young brains. And, you know, I believe that that should be something in the education system, so that there's daily or weekly discussions about how they find it, how they can cope with it, how they can critically analyse it, how they can use it in a positive way and not have it impact on them or influence them in a negative way that's going to sort of come back in later years and just sort of disadvantage them hugely. So there's so much to do out there. I mean, there's housing. You know, we still have 3,200 mokopuna living in motels. I mean, all of these issues are affecting mokopuna, and these are the ones that I highlight, but there are many more. And, you know, we have to choose certain ones. We can't do everything, but there are so many issues out there, and I agree with you. There could be a lot of focus in the media about all of these other issues that impact on mokopuna.
Well, I have appreciated the opportunity to speak frankly with you in your role as the Children's Commissioner. I hope that's not compromised in your role as one of the commissioners. But I look forward to continuing our conversations under the new guise, and certainly hope that the next move's not vulnerable to political change, because, we just have to roll with the punches, I guess, as the saying goes. Thanks very much, Francis. It's always neat to have a cordial.
That's very, very true. Kia ora. Thank you very much.
Tēnā koe, ngami. Judge Francis Evers, our Children's Commissioner, her role effectively ends at the end of this week.